USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Why is it so hard for the Republicans to accept the science, crush the virus, so that we can open our economy and open our schools more safely?
Democratic Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi there pressing Republicans on producing a new stimulus package. Pelosi adding no one is safe in the United States unless everyone is safe. House Minority Leader from California Kevin McCarthy sees things a little bit different.
Congressional Republicans have come to the table with a targeted proposal. Democrats continue to delay COVID relief to pursue an unrelated liberal agenda.
Busy day for President Trump and Democratic nominee Joe Biden, the president holding one of his coronavirus briefings at the White House, then heading off to Minnesota. Meanwhile, Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden in Minnesota touring a plant and delivering remarks. This is USA Radio News.
Are you interested in making $10, $20, even $40,000 a month flipping houses? Then listen to this exciting opportunity. Jeremy Iles and Tony Rosenblum, founders of High Impact Outcomes, are ready to show you how they have helped first-time investors flip hundreds of houses in 39 states for substantial profits. What's their secret, you ask? Just text HURRY to 72000 right now, and they'll send you a free copy of their 40K Formula Flip Kit. See how using their innovative strategies with the right internet search tools can help you create off-market deals that real realtors and other investors don't even know existed. Text HURRY to 72000 now to get your free 40K Formula Flip Kit and get ready to see how fast you can receive your first or next real estate paycheck. Text HURRY to 72000 right now to get your 40K Formula Flip Kit plus free tickets to a live interactive online training class. Text HURRY to 72000. That's text HURRY to 72000 for your free 40K Flip Kit now. They can't wait to see you there. Individual results may vary.
A human-caused fire is only two-thirds contained and continuing to burn in California. With more, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
A firefighter has died battling the El Dorado fire in California's San Bernardino National Forest. Officials reporting the firefighter missing late last night. His body was found a short time ago. The blaze has burned more than 19,000 acres, destroying at least four homes. It's believed to have started by a smoke-making firework being set off during a family's baby gender reveal party.
A California family is claiming California Governor Gavin Newsom and Senator Kamala Harris, the Democratic vice presidential nominee, trespassed on private property during the elected official's tour of fire damage in Fresno County. Newsom and Harris were photographed while surveying the damage caused by the Creek Fire, the family saying it was a photo opportunity to push their political agenda. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I love the product. It's making me feel young again. I'm 84 years old, and I feel 50. So I'll tell you, it is a wonder. And that's why I want to make sure that I always get it on time. I don't want to miss a dose.
Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
The heat is on Nashville Mayor John Cooper, a Democrat, after leaked emails show Nashville's Metro Health Department and the mayor's office attempted to withhold information from the public that strongly suggested COVID-19 wasn't spreading through the city's bars and restaurants. Contract tracing in late June showed that construction sites and nursing homes were seeing the worst spread of the virus in the Tennessee city, with more than 1,000 cases linked to each industry. Bars and restaurants, however, accounted for just 22 cases. Nashville Councilmember Steve Glover says things in the city regarding coronavirus data seemed a bit fishy.
You know, Nashville is blessed to have wonderful hospitals, but they couldn't get the right hospital data. They couldn't get the number of beds. They report ICU. They report all these other things. And you're going, okay, based on what? It never was factual or actual as far as what the real numbers were.
44 iPhones used by members of Robert Mueller's Russia investigation contained no records when they were examined by an officer assigned to the team, according to internal documents. Five more phones contained only one record each, and four others contained fewer than 10 records per device, according to a log kept by a records officer over the course of more than 20 months. The lack of records on the phones is extraordinary given the immense scope of the probe. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.